G'day, boys.
We're back.
Zach Dyer,
you old son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
But as I live and breathe.
All right, Zach. We haven't introduced you yet, okay. So you just settle down, all right? We're here. Lockdown, quarantine, emergency, big, strong, cool. We've dusted off the recorder, and we're back at it.
Back at it again.
And we're the full team's back. We're going to try and kick Vasquez out, but we couldn't think of a good enough reason.
Yeah, so I'm here.
So he's here. Yeah.
Unless I get sick, I'm still
here. Oh, that would be good, hey.
It would be easier.
It would be a lot easier. But that's all right. Yeah. Welcome back to the biggest, strongest, the coolest podcast. Everyone's been onto me. I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
So many people have been onto me about bringing it back. And I do feel bad, but I was, you know, but fuck you as well, you know?
Yeah, no, you've summed it up there.
Yeah, we're back. We've been locked down. Comedy's cancelled. Stand-up comedy doesn't exist anymore. The festival is done forever. All the gigs have stopped. No one wants to laugh anymore. So it's all about being online. So we've decided to bring the podcast back.
Yeah, things are going to get... Man, people are going to get so much stupider now that they're spending all their time refreshing their news feeds.
Oh, for sure.
Go fucking crazy.
Yeah, people, you can already see it. You can go like on Twitter, you can just see like the manic energy that's just over like coming over people.
Yeah after all this is done, I think turn off the internet.
Yeah, you were saying that the other night to me. You said well, you were pretty much like campaigning for more of a fascist society to be born out of this. Were you not? Is that
no? before we go on to my theories,
okay, yeah.
Should we introduce Luca?
I think we should.
Yeah. All right. We're back. We've got a special guest. His dick looks huge. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
He's sitting on the couch with his package like outlined. It's
Luca's
monstrous.
Got a special form of coronavirus, so it just makes his dick really big.
Yeah, it looks good, man.
It looks great.
Oh my god,
incredible.
The more you look at it, the bigger it is.
Yeah,
it keeps getting bigger as well the more attention we give it.
Yeah. Which is the sign of a good dick.
Yeah, it's
not, stage fright.
You just gotta show a little love.
Oh man, I'm showing a lot of love, I tell you that much.
And now you've covered it with a cushion.
Yeah, Luca's here to help us bring back our show. Luca, the king of podcasts. He's got like 10 podcasts.
I've got 10.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. It's good to be here. We're in the house.
We're in the fucking, the hunk bunker.
What do you reckon? Today, a good day or bad day? That's how it feels like with all this shit. You know, sometimes you wake up.
Today's
like,
good. I was streaming on Twitch. I feel great today. Nice.
Slow start for me. Big sleep in. But since I've been awake, I think today's a good day.
Well, the whole house is crawling with boys.
A lot of boys.
Absolutely
around.
Absolutely loaded.
Fortelli rolled up and his jaw hit the floor with the amount of boys that were
I could
here.
Not believe the number of boys.
Like Bruce was hanging around. Cambo was out the back. Gordo was here. Everyone's been training a lot around here.
Oh, I was going to say I didn't want him to bet me up, but Angus looks huge.
Yeah, he's a monster, man.
He's fucking big, man. Yeah, like, and just quiet about it as well.
Of course, he's very.
Everyone else is chatting away.
Yeah,
talking about what sets they're doing. And I don't know how much he's lifting, but
yeah,
he looks fucking big. I think he's getting ready. He's known this is coming for a while.
Well, that's why we've recruited him to come around and train us, man. Because you know he's got that sort of psychopath mentality combined with, the training as well. He knows what he's doing.
I think he'll be okay. Like if shit does hit the fan,
yeah,
he'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be okay here in the hunk bunker.
Yeah, I'm just across the road.
Yeah, Lucas here. Vasquez, I don't know where he lives at the moment.
You've been crawling around the streets or something, pushing a shopping trolley around.
I'm back at home.
Back at home.
Yeah.
Back at
Matthew home Vasquez is one of the main vectors of disease.
Very lucky to get the invite into the house today, you fucking sickly cunt.
That's true. I don't know. Well, we just don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen you in weeks. I don't know where you've been. Mm. So you could have fucking anything.
Even
on
pre-virus. What the fuck you been up to?
Yeah.
I've been up and about. I've been talking to people, touching people.
Oh, man.
It's all been happening, coughing around.
Jesus Christ.
Well, some things never change.
Vasquez only comes out of one headphone for me. Is that a problem?
Oh, I don't know. It could be. Maybe it's the cord or... Cause it's
can you
the,
talk,
he's on
Vasquez?
The different mic.
Yep, this is me talking.
He's on my
hello
mic.
He's only coming out the right side. Can you talk, Portelli?
Check, 1, 2.
And he's only coming out the left.
Wow.
Oh, bro.
I hope it works.
You can.
Who fucking cares, man?
You can adjust it to mono.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, the whole thing mixes down as mono anyway. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. All good.
Yeah.
All good.
Well, listeners.
Can you get onto that, please, Phoenix? Phoenix Trinidad's going to be our producer.
Oh, fuck. Oh, finally.
I'll just send him this. I mean, he hasn't agreed yet, but I'm working on him.
Yeah. Nice.
So thanks for that, Phoenix.
Are you going to pay him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll pay. He'll get a percentage of what we make. That's a lot of money. Yeah. I was thinking, I mean, I mentioned this the other night, but we got to do it on the podcast. I've got an idea. I think this is where we should take the podcast from here on forward. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to rename it, and it's going to be called Were You Hot in Primary School? And that's basically good. We get guests to come on, and they bring pictures of them in primary school.
Yeah.
And then we all jerk off to them. Mm-hmm. And the longer it takes us to come, the less hot you were in primary school.
I don't see any issue with that. And I'm speaking now as a lawyer.
Yeah, I think it was a great idea.
I did a tweet last night about rooting kids, and now I'm not sold on it today.
Man, I love it.
I think it's funny.
I saw that. It was funny.
The tweet and...
just the concept.
The concept.
Tell us the tweet, Luca.
I said, hey, Scott Morrison, if you don't shut the schools, I'm going to start going there and rooting all the kids. And it went well. It got good likes.
Yeah.
What's the legality of that, Portman? What can they do to me?
Nothing.
Good.
Calling yourself a pedophile is a very funny thing to do.
Yeah, and there's been a bit of it. Yeah.
So I do a joke in my act about where I call myself a pedophile, and it's one of my favorite jokes.
Yeah.
I was actually listening back to my show. If you came to my show at Brisbane Comedy Festival, thank you so much. It's probably the only time that show's ever going to be done like that, because it's going to be different next year, you know? Because Melbourne International Comedy Festival has been cancelled. If you're not aware, comedy's done. It's over.
Mm.
Right? But I was listening to my my recording, who both Luca and Portelli... I sent to and said you're going to give me notes, but never got anything back. But that's all right.
Do you still want notes?
The comedy festival's been cancelled.
Sort of got overtaken by Ben.
Well, Pete got straight back to me and gave me some really good notes, but it doesn't. It's fucking
inconsequential. Pete's a fucking loser, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. He is a fucking nerd. But that's what's good about him, you know?
Yeah.
You can use him for stuff. But I've got a joke where I call myself a pedophile and a joke where I bash a woman.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. I know. And I was just thinking, like, if a reviewer came on a bad night,
oh,
and, like,
yeah,
show bombed, it would be a fucking brutal review.
Yeah.
But to be fair, and the woman in the story is a huge woman, a big, like, a monster of a woman.
Oh,
and
okay.
She beats me in the end.
Oh, right. No, oh, well, then I think then that's actually a very brave and important contribution to the culture.
It's feminism, man.
Yeah.
That's good storytelling. You should sell that recording as an album now, because we have no income.
That's true.
Did you bomb?
No, I did all right. The first show, let me tell you, can I tell you about the Brisbane Comedy Festival?
Yeah, go ahead.
The first show, I did three shows there. The first show, they're all at 9:45, which is quite late. First show, right? I've got 80 in 100 seats, so pretty good.
It's great.
Not bad at all. But very first show, about one third of the audience, well, they're all over one side. It's maybe 15, like 50-year-old drunk cunts. Just like, and they're all mates. Just the worst audience members you could ever imagine.
That's such
for
a,
your first show of a festival run.
Such a horrible demographic of people.
Oh, they're the worst. They're
they don't really get it. They're not in sync with your sense of humor, and they're so, like, irresponsive to you trying to tell them to shut up and stuff.
Yeah, and they think it's all about them. Like I said the name Karen, and obviously one of them is married to a Karen, and then they're just like, I'm like. I was like, in my eyes, all you cunts are married to a Karen. Like, you're all the same bloke, and you're all fucking terrible. But thanks for coming. Who's that?
She's from Energy.
Someone
something.
From Energy Educators.
Is she talking to us? It was Drucy.
I think Drucy.
Talking to Jack Druce.
Right.
Yeah. Going door to door. Which is brave.
Stay at age. Yeah, fucking Christ. Stay home. But who's door? Mm. Unless it's like a debt collector or some shit.
This would be a great time to be a debt collector.
Why is that? Because everyone's,
you know, everyone's
home.
Home, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's going on out there, Cambo? That should is we so pause funny. Or we just push through?
I got to push away a charity mugger the other day. She was trying to ask me for money for something. And I was just like...
You pushed her over.
Not push it. No.
You pushed a woman over.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a pedophile. It does feel good, Zach. I see what you mean.
Yeah. It may not be funny, but it's...
But I said, hey, I just fucking lost so much money because of the virus. I can't give you any money. And she understood straight away.
Yeah.
It's a good excuse.
But so why did you have to push her over? I don't understand.
Because she was small and I could.
Well, there's going to be a lot of that in the future, man. Who coughed?
That come through your left or right ear, Zach?
Sorry, I had the flu last week, not coronavirus.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you get tested, man?
Bo got tested and he had the same thing.
Yeah, Bo, who you haven't seen for 6 months.
He was over here on Sunday.
True. So, yeah.
So, you got tested at one remove. So, Bo got tested.
What's going on there, man?
Mine's good. My fucking mic says it's off, but it's on. Sorry. The equipment's... We haven't even used the fucking shit in months and it's all falling apart. What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, fellas.
Where's it feels the... good to be back.
Mm. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I've missed it.
What were the threads running through the last episodes of your podcast?
That's such a great question.
Who fucking knows, man?
Were people... Like, what was the cliffhanger? You guys were trying to get hot, right?
I remember. Yeah, I think the episode was
what the fuck
called...
happened to that, Vasquez? Maybe you were getting hot this year.
Hey, Vasquez, you did lose a little bit of weight.
I did lose a bit of weight, and then I lost. Then I gained some weight. Yeah.
You plateaued.
It's up and down.
Yeah.
Zach and I have kept going.
Oh, yeah. Me and Portelli are fucking hot as hell.
I'm in the best shape. Well.
Luca, you're the hottest person I've ever met.
Oh, yeah.
Not I've ever met, but like your transition from not hot. No offense.
Dude, none taken. I was a fucking fugly little bitch.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You were fucking disgusting to be around to look at.
I can't believe you guys were even friends.
I see photos of you from 2 years ago and I throw up in my mouth every time. But to go from that to where you are now.
Huge.
Oh, man. And you're getting laid all the time. You got fucking shit happening. It's so sick.
Yeah, it's really cool.
How good is it? Yeah. I don't want to go into your personal life too much, but... Some of the stories, the orgies.
Oh, wild.
And this is pre-quarantine, of course.
Yeah, pre-quas.
Wild. Crazy. Wild stories. Sickening in some respects.
Yeah. It would be sickening to a lot of people. I heard it and like I thought, you know, I'm into this, but I'm...
Real Marquis de Sade shit. You know?
I don't know what that is. What's that?
He was like this French...
He invented S&M, didn't he?
Yeah, he just the absolute... peak of debauchery. He was very, very wealthy, and he'd have these huge depraved orgies. And it wasn't just semen; it was blood.
They would all hurt each other. Yeah, that's where liquids. Sadism comes from.
Really,
I think right.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa! What a boss.
Yeah, he's got a book out.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called My Life So Far.
Well, no, he's not still alive, is he?
Hey, no.
All right. Nearly had me there,
boys. I want to say 300-400 years ago.
Yeah, right. So people have been fucking each other wild for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whipping and tying each other up.
Well, even longer, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah. Butt fucking.
Mm.
What's the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you know that one? I just know it's about butt fucking.
There were two towns like next to each other.
Yeah.
I guess sort of like Melbourne and Geelong. I don't know how far apart they were.
Okay.
And they were very... Well,
they were godless, right?
If you read the Bible, which is obviously a biased source, they were pretty godless. And God destroyed them. But first he sent an angel to warn, like the one holy guy in the town, who I think his name was Job.
Oh, yeah.
Or Lot. One of them.
No, Job was the guy that got fucked over by God.
Yeah, Lot. And there's like some story where God like sent an angel, but only Lot's donkey could see it.
Yeah.
And then the donkey didn't like this.
Was the donkey voiced by Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. and
it fucked a big lizard too.
Hopefully
with hoofs on its fucking dragon clan.
So Lot was trying to get out of the town or into the town, some fucking thing, but God made the angel stand in the middle of the road and block the path,
mm-hmm.
but only the donkey could see the angel. Yeah. So it kept trying to turn out of the path,
mm-hmm.
and then Lot is just fucking whipping this thing because yeah. Saeed doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he's like, this
and he's like just beating the shit out of this yeah. fucking poor donkey, which and that's God's fault, really. And then God doesn't like make him able to see the angel. He just gives the donkey the power of speech.
Yeah.
And then voice the donkey, and the donkey's like, "Stop fucking hitting me! Yeah. What are you doing?"
What did he sound like though?
Hey.
What did it sound like though?
Shit.
You gotta stop hitting me, lad. I can't be getting hit so much by you, lad. That was okay, wasn't it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I was very, like, I didn't know whether to do it or not. I didn't have a lot of confidence, but I think I pulled it off.
In this, you know, post-comedy world of content, we've stumbled across the perfect podcast, which is Scripture Meets Impressions.
When did the
butt fucking come into it?
Oh, no, so that was happening in the town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Lot was never fucking a butt.
All right.
Or being fucked in his butt.
But this is in Sodom.
Yeah, so he's leaving. Yeah. So then like God lets him see the angel and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
My Sorry, bad. Russ.
And then to punish Lot, God sent real Eddie Murphy to come fuck him up the ass for all of eternity.
Yeah. And he destroyed the towns. And then Lot, I think his wife turned to salt. Like, I mean, he also didn't get off that easy.
Okay.
What's the moral of the story?
No butt fucking. God.
Up the butt, no babies.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how the anal sex comes into it.
That's happening in the town.
So that was just a god. So that's it was a such side a godless story. Town that they were butt fucking. That was just that.
Yeah, because that butt fucking is against God because it's not for creation.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so that's what's bad.
They
about
use that
it.
As
and
an example. Like, look how fucked this town is. They're all butt fucking in there.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Lot was trying to leave.
Yeah. He'd been warned.
Oh.
But I think he was no. He was going. I think he lived on the outskirts and he was going back into town to warn people.
Oh, right.
And God was like, don't warn anyone.
Yeah, right. So he's running back going, pull out! Pull out! He's coming!
Boys!
Boys! Boys, it's over! It's done! He's on us!
What's your favorite Bible verse, Vasquez?
Bible verse. Corinthians... I don't know. I never read the Bible.
What do you mean? You're a Catholic.
Yeah, I went to Sunday school for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Can only remember the hymns.
Man, we had religious studies in primary school, and I was always jealous of the kids that their parents wrote a note, and they're like, because their parents were like atheists or whatever, and they got to sit out. And my parents weren't religious or anything, but they just, I just wouldn't write a note for me. They're like, no, just fucking do it, cunt. So now I know everything about the Bible. Ask me any question about the Bible.
What's at the start?
In the beginning, there was nothing but a big black hole. And then God, he goes, let there be light, Russ.
Bruzzies.
And there was light, Russ. And on the second day, he goes, fuck, man, we could use some shit around here, eh? It's just light, eh? So he goes, let there be... Earth, and then there was Earth.
Yeah.
And on the third day, he goes, fuck, man, it's just a rock, isn't it? Like, it's not really that good.
Could do some landscaping.
Yeah, could use a bit of fucking...
And he goes,
I need a good water. So he goes, let there be seas and oceans and clouds and shit. And then it rained, and then a bit of shit grew, and he's like, all right, well, there's fucking plants, and there's trees, which is pretty cool. But, like, there's nothing running around, man. So he goes, on the fourth day, he goes, let there be life. And there was life. And I guess trees and stuff is life, but he meant people and animals and stuff, like, which is the superior form of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the fifth day, he goes, fuck, man, there's no women. I just made this one cunt, Noah.
Noah.
No, who was the first?
Adam.
Abraham. Adam.
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 Adam. Adam Ulatai.
He's going, this cunt's walking around, he's introducing himself to the animals.
Hey, how are you? Are you well?
Are you well? How you doing, Chich?
How you doing?
Hey, Chich.
So he goes, oh man, this cunt needs some fucking
God
pussy,
blow.
So.
I need a fucking bird down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God made up a brother out of right. I'm oh, fucking horny here.
I'm going kazoo, man.
So what he did, he goes, on the fifth day, he's like, all right, well, this Adam bloke looks like he needs a bird. So he's like, well, I can't just... I know I've created everything else out of nothing, but this time... I'm going to have to pull his rib out to make a woman for some reason.
No, it's because then if they argue, Adam can suck his own dick.
All right, that makes sense. So he pulls Adam Ulatash's rib out. He goes, what the fuck are you doing, brother? And then he makes a bird, Eve, Ellen Bogan. That is a very funny thought. Like, a lot of people aren't going to get this, but those two people as the first two people on Earth is the funniest fucking shit I could do. Oh god, how would it go, Luca?
Which one am I?
You're Eve.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, thank you, man in the sky.
Oh.
Shit.
And then on the seventh day, he's like, fuck, bros, I'm rooted, man. Let's take a spell.
And what did he do on the sixth day?
Oh, on the sixth day, he's like, all right, everything's too good down here. This is no good. Like, everyone's getting along. So he's like, I'm going to send a little fucking slippery slurpin down there.
Slurpin.
Slurpin.
Yeah. Which is like a serpent, but it's a bit hornier.
It sucks everyone up.
Yeah, it's a real fucking horny snake. And the snake is like, it cornered Eve, and it's like, I'll give you this apple to eat, and I'll slither up in you. And that's what caused the rift between Adam and Eve, and then also Adam and Eve and God, because God was like, that was a test. I sent that fucking sexy slurpent down there to test you, and you failed. Get the hell out of the garden and wander the desert for 40 years. And then on the seventh day, after all that, he was like, all right, man, that's enough. I need a spell.
Yeah, fucking too much drama, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's like, all right, I tried. See you later. And then we've been godless ever since.
Yeah. So that's Adam and Eve, and then there's Adam and Steve. Where do they come in?
They came in last year after the postal vote.
Yeah.
God was like, all right, well, they've sent their letters in.
So
time for Adam and Steve's go at it.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to... I mean, they've been sent apples and stuff, but they've resisted all temptation, but it hasn't really taken off because Steve hasn't been able to get with child. So they're just... they're trying to get their wheels rolling, yeah, but it hasn't really taken off like Adam and Eve did. I don't know why, but... I guess they could try adoption or something. And that's basically the fucking... That's the beginning of the... I told you I knew everything.
That is. That's
Bible,
Genesis, man.
Mm. That's Genesis.
Yeah.
Band. Is that a band?
It seems... Yeah.
Sing a song.
I sucked a dick down in Africa.
That's
is that Genesis? Toto.
That's Toto.
That's Toto, yeah.
Oh, that'll do anyway.
Yep.
I actually got cornered by like a Christian guy when I was in Brisbane the other week. I was sitting down, I was on the phone, and then I got off the phone, he sat down next to me. He's like, can I sit down? And I just thought he was just a man. And I was like, yeah, that's fucking free country, can't go for it. And then he starts talking to me about Jesus. And I had a bit of time. Usually, I would just brush him off. I'd be like, nah, sorry, mate, see you later. But I was killing a little bit of time. Hmm. So we kind of got into it. We had a debate in the middle of the street in Brisbane. He was telling me that... there's a heaven and a hell, and my argument was, you can't prove that, Russ.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
He's like, well, look at this building. Someone built this building, but you didn't see them build this building, but you know someone built it. I was like, yes.
But
and he's like, well, that's the universe. Look at the universe. You didn't see it get built, but it's here. How did it get here? And I'm like, I don't know. But there's no evidence to prove that someone... built it.
Yeah. Like, the buildings, other people saw them build it and there was plans. And
yeah.
Pretty
I forgot to, because
Yeah, they had to go to the council.
Yeah.
I was holding my own, but this guy, this is what he does for a living. So he always had something to rebut, yeah. But I should have brought up gay people. Because we were talking about like being kind and like I was like I agreed. I said like the Christian thing is like pretty good because like essentially it is about being kind to each other. That's what Jesus is all about, and he agreed with that. And then I should have brought up what about the poofs, man? I don't know, heaps of gay people.
Who built them?
What's the deal there? Like some, you know, I know a lot of gay people, and they're the nicest people ever. You're telling me, but just because they're in love with someone of the same sex, they're going to burn in eternity under your fucking system of rules.
I wish you'd thought of that.
I was fucking kicking myself, man. I was lime scootering away from there, kicking myself.
Just exclaiming out loud, ah, the poofs.
Fuck the poofs. What about the poofs?
When I was in the Netherlands, I was in Eindhoven, and I was getting high.
Hell yeah, brother. That's what this podcast is all about as well.
Yeah. It's a real weird city. It's like, I think it was, you're right, Zach, what are you after, man?
I'm just looking for my vape, man. I'm listening though, go ahead.
Never not looking for the fucking vape.
Yeah, I know.
Is it in your sock, cunt?
I haven't got socks on. Tell your fucking story, bros.
It's like a weird, it got too built up in the 80s, and so they like tore a bit of it down and built sort of a like forest, big outdoor section in the middle of the city. Yeah, so you go from like, you know, normal houses and buildings and stuff, and then you walk 5 minutes and you're in the middle of a forest. Just like walked in there and got all high, and was walking out, and these two weird looking gals were following me, like all dressed like Mennonites or whatever.
Oh, right.
And I was like, I was just
sexy Mennonites.
No. Oh, okay. And then eventually they sort of stopped me and caught up to me, and they were like Jehovah's Witness people.
Johos.
And they were speaking another language, speaking like Dutch, trying to ask me if I believe in God or whatever and sell the watchtower.
How do you know that's what they were saying?
Well, they were saying something, and then I was like, oh, I don't speak. And then they're like, oh, English, yeah? And then fucking talking to me in English. I was just high out of my mind. There's two, they looked identical as well, just dressed in like long, like Amish
that's
girl shit.
Creepy as.
So scary.
And they kept doubling.
And all I could think to say was like, because I was like, oh, after a while I saw the little badges of like, they're Jehovah's Witnesses. We've got that back home. And so I just kept saying like, oh, we've got you at home. There's people like you in Australia. And they're like, yeah, so do you fucking believe in Jesus? Like, I've like, you know, we've got you back there as well. Eventually they were just, I think they gave up on me. They're like,
man,
we
Jehovah's
can't save
are
this
the
cunt.
Fucking worst. My auntie was one. And this seems like I don't know why anyone would sign up for it. They don't celebrate anything. They don't celebrate their birthdays, no Christmas. Like, I understand no Christmas or whatever, but you know, they don't even celebrate their birthdays.
Not a lot of signing up. Everyone just fucking gets born in and then...
No, it's broken cunts too. So it's like, people get born in and then people who fuck their lives up and...
And they're like, I need something.
And they need some kind of structure late in their life. That happens a lot, like kind of like born again and shit.
Yeah, which is also stand-up. A lot of broken people.
Yeah, for sure. But it's not... Definitely not as bad.
No, it's not as rigid.
In stand-up, heaven is the gala. Yeah.
Hell is.
30 seconds.
Station 59.
Zach's now completely inverted. He's goes dot right in Vasquez's face. Trying to find his little vape.
Don't touch my door. I dropped it before. Remember I stood up before and there was that big sound? That was my vape.
I think you should touch his dot, Vasquez.
Don't touch my
dot.
If
he bends over again, I'll touch his
dot. My dot is so exposed when I'm like
give
that.
Give him a little doot.
It's tingling already. Look at this.
Look at my penis.
Look at this fucking package, man. You've got it all going on, eh? You're hot now. You're single. You're killing it. You're funny. You're gay.
Exactly.
You got a big dick.
Jeez.
Oh, I got it.
Oof. Yeah, it's all pretty good, man.
So what do we do now, boys? Like, sweaty. let's figure out what's everyone's. I mean, every podcast is probably talking about coronavirus, aren't they?
And we every person in the world is talking about coronavirus.
But it's hard not to. It's affecting all of us, isn't it?
Well, we just don't know what's next. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know what things are going to look like when they go back to there not being a pandemic. Maybe they won't go back to normal. What do you talk about? What do you think about?
Well, I'm just worried that comedy's not going to recover.
It's I was thinking about this morning. Yeah, like, you know, if you dedicate a large chunk of your adult life to what I consider an art form that requires people to be packed close together in a room.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a great time.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad, actually.
It's like, because, yeah, a really good comedy room is also the best conditions possible for spreading a petri dish.
But we were just talking about Edinburgh before, and Edinburgh Fringe might be cancelled. You'd think it would be. Even walking down the street there is Corona Central, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it depends. I mean, we get this under control, and presumably, you know, be optimistic and say there's not another pandemic, then people will still want to
be entertained.
Well, they'll want to be around people, man.
Yeah, like, true.
It's fucking depressing being at home by yourself.
Yeah, it sucks.
And
us.
I hope that's what we're talking about. Is I hope that after all this finishes, people will realize how fucking bad it is being alone, like in your fucking room, looking at Netflix.
They're gonna want to,
and they'll get back out.
Yeah. I'm hoping. Like, I'm optimistic that the festival next year is going to be fucking red hot, because everyone's going to want to get behind it. Because they'll probably do that in the promo, tug at the heartstrings a little bit and be like...
Yeah.
Yeah. We got fucked last year.
Yeah.
But I think people will be like that. Who knows how long it'll last, but I think people will be doing more and wanting to be around each other more, which is a good thing.
They cancelled the Flower and Garden show as well.
Yeah.
Oof. That's done.
Brutal.
Pretty sad, but then I was thinking that fucking... The virus would tear through that.
Oh, yeah.
Like Hurricane Katrina made all those old biddies be falling over at the fucking flower stand.
Yeah. I mean, that, like, those are my two big things in the year, the Comedy Festival and the Flower and Garden Show.
Yeah.
So it's fucked me, but.
What's the acronym for Flower and Garden Show?
I don't know. What is it, Vasquez?
F A G.
Oh, no.
S. Fags. Oh, fuck it.
You are done!
This goes in nicely with... I did want to just explain to our listeners why we did take such a break.
Oh, yeah.
Vasquez
got very sick.
Vasquez got me too'd.
Luckily, with the virus, all this
yeah, everyone's forgot about that.
It's all blown over. Do you have a defense? Can you tell us the story, Vasquez?
Late at night at Adelaide Fringe.
What was his name?
Is that the Flower and Garden Show?
He was looking at tulips. I was looking at two lips. Yeah, go on. What happened?
Just
riff your own Me Too story. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
You idiot.
Yeah. Maybe this is what we should be doing. Coming up with new improv games. Man, we could start an improv troupe and live stream it. A lot of comedy now is going online.
God.
You could take suggestions through the live stream.
Yeah.
Is anyone actually doing... Like, people... I know people, like, punters, like, people that watch comedy have been suggesting it, but everyone that I've seen it suggested to have been like...
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
It's because...
But is anyone...
People would do stuff, but you can't just do stand-up.
Absolutely not.
There were requests to do that. Just like, just get on Skype and do your show and we'll all watch it. It's like, no.
No.
This, it would be so bad.
Pay me fucking $100.
You could do
bucks
something
a
else. You could do a fucking chat show or some shit. You've been streaming.
Yeah, well, I've been... I started streaming on Twitch. Follow me on Twitch.
Yeah, that's smart.
Zachy D's Nuts. ZackieDeeZNuts.
I've been streaming as well.
Have you?
On Chatterbait.
What's the link, man?
Hey? Chatterbait.com/ Andrew P's Nuts.
And it's just a stream of your nuts? Yeah.
It's all scrote all the time. You need what's called a unique selling point. And mine is my gorgeous pair of testicles.
And what do you do with your penis? Do you have it like strapped up?
It's strapped.
Out of frame?
It's taped. It looks like I've just got a scrotum.
Yeah.
But I don't. I've got a cock as well.
Okay.
But it's hidden.
Is that an extra? Like, is that a, if people pay extra, is like a special tier where they can get cock and ball show?
You can get cock, but in between balls and cock is bumhole. So it goes. So
physically or price-wise?
No, price-wise.
Yeah. Okay.
The tiering system.
And what?
Imagine if your bumhole was in between your scrotum and your dick.
Fuck.
That would be a nightmare.
That would be horrible.
Now that's an argument for the existence of God.
Actually, that guy did bring that up. He said, "If God doesn't exist, why is your asshole not between under your dick?" And I said, yeah. "You've got me there, brother."
Yeah. And why is your nose so far away and on the other side of your body to your asshole?
Oh, that's intelligent design.
Yeah, that is an intelligent design.
Oh, well, maybe God is real.
Yeah, but then you're like, yeah, but also then why didn't God give us like cool like wheels that we could pop out?
Yeah,
you know, or shit like that. Like, why don't we have all these other cool things?
Yeah,
like,
give me some fucking wings, God. Yeah. Good enough to, you know, you can give them to bats, but not to Zachy.
Yeah, and bats are trying to fuck us.
Yeah.
We've got to, well, what do we do about bats? There are a lot of bats in Melbourne.
We take them out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bat hunting.
Bats are done.
Yeah. Bats are cancelled.
Bats are cancelled.
Yeah, yeah. That's
fucking hell.
Ultimately, out of everything, that's the main point of this whole virus thing. Bats are done.
Yeah. Have any of you ever been to a wet market?
No, but I'm very interested. I've
yeah,
just learned
telling
about
me
these.
About them the other
yeah,
night.
And Luca told me, and then I did a bit of research.
Yeah,
interesting places.
Yeah,
you guys, I'll pull up that list. You guys go on.
Yeah, well, it's like a meat market,
but it's like live animals.
Yeah, so the animals are there live, and they get killed and butchered for you there. But it's all kinds, anything, any kind of animal you can imagine.
Like
wolf,
what?
Wolf cubs.
One sec.
Pandelons.
What are pandelons?
Pangolins?
Pangolin.
What are they?
It's like an armadillo type creature. Whoa. So apparently corona was, it originated in bats, but then got transferred to a pangolin and then to people.
Mm. Yeah, because something about like, it can't, we can eat bats. We can't eat bats, but like the bats then transfer into something about genetics. So the bats can infect the pangolins and the pangolins can infect us.
Yeah, so,
like,
it's,
oh, so they're
it makes
the bridge.
It makes
yeah,
the
they're
jump
the bridge. Yeah, the jump
yeah,
easier.
Yeah.
So
like
we
that.
Can't eat bats or we can
we
eat bats?
We can eat bats.
We can eat bats.
But we can't eat pangolins who've been infected by bats.
All right, so we got to take out the pangolins.
Yeah.
Wow. I only just learnt about pangolins and they're already my enemy.
Yeah, fuck. They've been lurking around the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got all sorts of crazy stuff here, boys. Pangolins. Cobra.
You can still eat a cobra.
Yeah,
I think so.
David Quirk. Cobra.
You can get a big live pig. A lot of bats. There's a lot of bats in there. Would you eat that? Fucked up looking
bat. If I could eat any bat, it would be a flying fox. But apparently
civets,
they're safe.
Are they bats?
They're a bat, but they're not, I don't think they're closely maybe they're not a bat.
I thought flying fox was a kind of possum or something.
I thought the same
thing. Maybe they're closer, but they can fly, obviously. But they don't look like, and they don't have radar or whatever real bats have.
Dogs, I was thinking maybe rabbits. Of sugar gliders.
Yeah, sugar gliders are more like a possum.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know how bats have, like, those little bats that their head's all fucked up looking.
Yeah.
Flying foxes, their heads are normal. They look like a fox.
Yeah,
so
they're cute.
They're quite cute.
Yeah.
So you can eat them.
I'd love to eat a fox.
They eat them in PNG.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Yeah, they're safer because they only eat berries or some shit, right?
Yeah, probably.
They're trying to eat little mice and stuff.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah. Man, well, whoever ate that pangolin, you really fucked my comedy festival, man.
I'd love to have a word with him, actually. Mm. Or her. Or them. I don't know how
so
they identify.
So, did they find patient zero or not?
No, but they think they know, like, the market it came from.
Well, right. Apparently the market was across the road from some disease testing facility or, like, you know... I don't know anything, man. Don't listen to me.
Yeah. I was... when this all started, it was really devastating Iran and
yeah.
China.
Okay.
And I was on the phone to my dad and I said, well, you gotta look at who benefits. Who benefits? Trump.
Yeah. Yeah,
Trump.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But now it's in the US. So
yeah.
What does that mean? Could it still be Trump? Has he lost control of it?
Yeah, maybe.
How the fuck are they going to vote? Because they have no online or absentee voting form, but you can't be sending people out. I guess that's in November.
Man, this is by then. This is Trump's first move into becoming God Emperor.
Yeah,
you can't vote if you can't vote, so you can't vote him out.
Wear a little pangolin hat.
Yeah,
sit on the fucking big bat throne.
Man, that cunt will die if he gets it. They all will. They're all old as shit.
Oh yeah, Biden, Sanders.
Well, Biden's. I'm pretty sure Biden's a reanimated corpse already. I don't believe he's alive.
He's
maybe, that's my theory,
or a hologram or something.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking more like dark magic.
Yeah, they channeled.
We are on day three of lockdown.
I think they've been like, he was dead and they've just quickly like drained the blood out of 4 or 5 like 8-year-old kids and they've just pumped him full of fresh blood and he's come back, but he lost a little bit of his mind while he was dead. And that's
every
why
time you come back you lose a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, so like that's why he can't say words properly and stuff.
Yeah,
isn't it because he had a stroke?
No, that's what a stroke is, man.
Really? Yeah. My dad had a stroke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They pumped him full of fucking 8-year-old
boy blood.
You used to have a little brother, man.
I didn't like that cunt anyway. Corn pop. That's a good Bidenism. He's talking to those little boys about corn pop. You know that one?
Nah.
It's good. He's just like, he is fucking, he has dementia and stuff, it seems like. Or, yeah. At very least, yeah, he's losing heaps of brain function. But he's just talking to these like 8-year-olds about how there used to be an ice cream truck and he used to go down to like the local pool and there was a guy called Corn Pop who had one leg.
Fuck. Corn Hop.
Hey! Yeah, damn, you should write for Biden, man.
Yeah, dude. Get me in there.
Okay, well, I've got a question for the fellas.
All right, cool.
Just going back to our roots.
Yeah, yeah.
What should I do?
Oh, tough question, Andrew. Yeah. Very tough question. Your guess is as good as mine, man. I think we're doing it.
Yeah.
I really think, because remember, like the other night, right? This is because we all gig quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, we're out every night. We're in the fucking trenches. We're working on it, right? Mm-hmm. And for the past week and a half, I haven't gigged because I actually got a little bit sick before the full quarantine thing hit.
Fuck.
Not with Corona, but.
You keep saying
that. Yeah, you keep saying.
Well, I have to. Because you say you're sick. Everyone's like, you're going to kill every old person in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, I had something else. But so I haven't gigged in like a week and a half. And the other night, me and Luca were just home here. I think we were in the kitchen. And then we just found each other. Just we're just looking at each other, man.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. Like, we just stood there. We were just looking at each other. And I kind of felt exactly like the question you just asked. Like, what do we do?
Oh, okay, that went a different way.
Yeah. Oh, then we fucked each other in the ass. He was Sodom, I was Gomorrah.
Vasquez was the little donkey.
Yeah. Shit.
I think we're doing it, man. We just got to bunker down in the hunk bunker here.
Yep.
As long as we're not showing any symptoms, we can hang out with each other. Yeah. I don't get around any old people, so
yeah.
I'm not at risk of infecting people. Maybe when I go to the shops, but...
Yeah,
you know, I'm not kissing people at the shops or anything.
Yeah.
So I think we bunker down, we live stream on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Do some gaming.
We game a lot.
Do some...
So important. At this, now more than ever, it's important to game.
It absolutely is, man. And we pod.
I want to read some books.
Do you have any? Yeah, do you have any goals? How do you want to come out of this?
I've been working out in the backyard just as much as I would normally go to the gym.
Yeah, so I want to set a goal of like getting way hotter, coming out like really lean and buff, or
just maintain. Just stay in shape. Just maintain. We were talking about it the other night. That's the scary thing, is you don't want to let this take hold of you and so much that you can't recover at the end. You know what I mean? If you just become a guy that eats shit and just games all day and doesn't work out or anything,
yeah,
then it's not like when it's over, you'll be straight back into normal life.
I mean, that's pretty much what I do. No, I do work out, but I do eat shit and game.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got to keep your wits about you. Gotta stay sharp. Otherwise, when it's all over, you'll just be a fucking loser.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Because, we're pretty much forced to take a hiatus.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like, to get yourself back into it. I think, hopefully a lot of people quit.
I feel like
a lot of like shit comedians that are fucking clogging up the scene.
That's the dream.
If they like find that they're having a nicer life not gigging,
Yeah.
Fucking stay away. And yeah. If, another point I want to make is, if your comedy festival show next year is shit, stop doing comedy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because you've had 2 years to work on it, you know? And I'm going to be watching them all.
And forced downtime.
Yeah.
But there is more time to write, but we could also all lose like 6 months of gigging, or you know what I mean? So it'll be a bit less sharp.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But I think if you're gigging hard for 3 months in the lead up, you don't lose those skills permanently. I think it just takes you time to get back up to speed.
Yeah.
Apparently the New Zealand comedy scene's still going and thriving.
Yeah.
They're doing like 3 gigs a week then.
Yeah, which is more than
they're doing at the Classic. They're doing like spread out shows. So I think it's like 150 seater. They just have like 50 people in there, all spread out. Good for them. Jealous.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Let's go over there.
Let's fly over quarantine.
Get out Joey Damon.
Yeah, I love Joey Damon.
Let's go over there and gig.
Yeah,
he's a very.
And the other fella, fuck.
Oh, no, international fucking flights.
Yeah, you can't go there.
Start swimming.
Thing.
You can boat over.
Get on the boat.
Yeah.
Get on an esky lid like Vasquez did when he came to the country.
He's the only fucking migrant to cover the whole Pacific Ocean. Pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
I want to get my little website up and running. Something I've been wanting to do for ages.
Do that as well.
Yeah.
That's one of my other quarantine goals.
What are you using?
Don't know. Haven't started yet. Probably Wix.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Mine's Squarespace.
AndrewPortelli.com?
Yep.
I'm going to pull it up. What's it fucking look like?
That's a good website.
Nice. Yeah, I was thinking, Wix or Squarespace.
The other New Zealand comedian is Josh, but I can't remember his last name.
Josh.
So he's there are two New Zealand comedians.
Well, I shouted out Joey Damon, and I was like, well, I know the other cunt as well. He's the guy, he made the news, like worldwide, because he took an emotional support clown. He knew he was about to get fired.
Yeah.
And there was some policy in the company where you have to take someone with you to HR or something. So he hired an emotional support clown. It was so fucking good.
That is a good website. Portelli looks great.
Yeah.
Maybe Squarespace is the way.
You inspired me.
Yeah.
I got to do mine, but I'm going to get my girlfriend to help me because she knows how to do that stuff.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to do that. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that off.
You've got up and running. Fucking, what's his name? Has a good. I can't remember anyone's names, man.
What's wrong with you, man?
Over here. Pat
Doherty?
Pat Doherty has a good website as well.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well,
it's very Pat Doherty, though. It's just got everything that he's ever done on it.
Too much.
I mean, that's the website. I guess that's what a website is.
Yeah.
But it's like. Yours is very funny, Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach. AndrewPortelli.com.
Yeah.
I've got a new. I'm going to start writing more. That's the main thing that I've wanted
more.
To...
More? You fucking write all the time.
No, but I don't...
I think you should chill out a bit, man.
I just mean like publishing.
You should start gaming.
Hey?
No. Yeah, putting stuff out. Yeah.
Oh, like blogs and stuff.
I've been journaling. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Because that's how I got into stand-up in the first place, is I wanted to write.
Okay.
Yeah.
And...
I've been journaling. I'm going to start putting those up on the website.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Yep. It's good.
You sure, man?
Ha 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 ha. Yeah, fuck you, cunt.
Maybe leave the writing to those of us who are good at writing.
You really ended that sentence real strong.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while we're talking about websites and we're plugging, let's wrap it up, hey, boys.
Yep.
Sorry. Again, everyone, that we've taken so much time off. That's mostly on me. I'm the one with the equipment. I'm the one who does the editing and the uploading and stuff. And I just got fucking slack. And it's like that thing we're talking about. Like, you stop doing something and it's just very hard to get back into it. So, sorry. I know a lot of you missed it. Thank you for messaging and staying on to me about it. We're back now. We got plenty of time. I think we should just... fucking do them when we feel like. If we're all sitting around doing fucking
every couple days or whatever.
And we got, you know, if something like we're going to get Jack Druce on the next episode.
Druce the Goose.
Yeah, the Druce the Big Goose.
Start a Patreon for slurs.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You pay $5 a month, you get all the episodes where we go absolutely bonkers. No beeps, baby.
But yeah, I think we just fucking just play around and have fun and be silly. So thanks. Sorry, and thanks again. Thanks for coming around, boys. Thanks, Luca, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Can you plug your shit?
Oh, yeah. Lucas E. Muller on Instagrams and all that.
What's the Z stand for? Website.
What do you have a guess?
Cunning Lingus.
It's true. Hell got yeah. It in one.
Not only is he hot with a big old package, he eats pussy, ladies. So fucking line up.
Oh, can't wait for this quarantine to be over, man.
Vasquez?
At the Matty Vass on Instagram and Twitter. I think I'm going to start streaming as well.
Yeah?
Yep.
Thanks. You've been very, very red hot this episode.
Yeah,
mate.
I've been loud.
Classic Matthew Vasquez this episode.
I've never left.
I feel like you were talking a lot at the start, and I was like, hell yeah, Vasquez. And then something happened.
I just remember I haven't had a shower and I'm tired.
You haven't had a shower?
No, because
I woke up. Why did you come over, you fucking
no, because I woke up and then my mom called me and be like, you have to meet me at the shops. And
Dios,
then
Dios, meet me at the shopping center.
And then I had to meet her at the shops. And then I had to have my other auntie do the shopping as well.
What's going on with this?
They had fucking 10 kilos of chorizo.
Yeah, we had to buy a whole bunch of chorizo this morning.
I wasn't being
racist. No, this is legit. This is actually for real. We bought like 10 kilos of chorizo so we could freeze it.
And she just had to call the whole familia to try and fucking carry it.
You actually lead a quite interesting life, but fuck, it's hard getting anything out of you.
Andrew?
Enter the Portman, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and my website, andrewportelli.com.
Check out the website. It is
good.
Yes. Very well great put layout. Together and very funny.
I had a quick look at it. Made me a bit... Made my fork a bit itchy.
Yeah, made my fucking fork itchy as
great photos.
Yeah,
great
and now's a great time to follow people on social media because they're losing their fucking minds.
Yeah.
So look forward to that, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Get on Twitter and watch the fucking meltdowns. It's great. Follow me at Local Funny Man, Twitter and Instagram. Follow the podcast at Big Strong Cool Pod. And we love you all. See you soon.
Bye.